coolest thing in the whole world. You know, I've done a lot of opening slots and a lot of opening tours, and it's a different thing than getting to do your own and know that, you know, people are paying money that they earned to come see you. And like, that's just, it's just wild. It's crazy that people would want to come see me, but I'm excited to be out there and get to play some new music and just kind of do my own thing. Feel a little more free on stage, knowing that there's not really a time limit and I can just play whatever I want. Really excited for that.
That's awesome. And then you also made your Ryman debut with Cameron Marlowe on Saturday in Nashville. So what were the emotions going into that?
That was a crazy week leading into that show. We had 9 shows in 10 days. The Ryman was the 9th show. We played in Tucson, Arizona, Prescott Valley. We went to South Carolina, Omaha, Nebraska, Chicago, Springfield. Like, we went all over the place, and we ended up in Nashville that day. So like, the emotions going into the day of the Ryman was like, I need to sleep for like 6 days straight. But
Yeah.
we got there. I drank 3 coffees in the morning. I was fired up, and then we got through the day. And I mean, being on that stage, being in that green room, we had like the Hank Williams room. It was cool. All these pictures
Ooh.
of Hank was around our green room. And just like standing on that stage, looking out into the church pews is just, it was surreal. And I remember being on stage that night to a full audience, sold out show, looking around, just like couldn't help but smile and just feel very grateful that I got to do that and check that one off the bucket list. I think I'm gonna have to take one of the pictures from that night and blow it up and hang it up in my parents' place. I got a little shrine in my old bedroom
Oh
where
my
all my
gosh.
like awards and like things on the wall, posters, and I'm gonna put one up there just to remember that day.
Still talking about performing, you're performing at the CFL Grey Cup in
Yeah.
Vancouver on November 17th, which that's pretty huge. How are you feeling about that?
Oh yeah, that's crazy too. I've never played for a crowd that big before, so I'm a little nervous, to be honest with you. We'll get through it. It'll be all right. Very excited to get to play some songs, kick off the show, and then just enjoy the game. And my parents are gonna be there, some friends are gonna be there. We're just gonna hang out and enjoy the game after that. I'm lucky that it's early, you know, that I get to play. And then the rest is just like, let's hang.
The latest single Moonshines. Can you tell us a little bit on what it's about?
Moonshines is just a swampy little country song that I wrote with my buddies about. It's sort of like a play on the idea of like moonshine runners back in the day and sort of, you know, what that life might have been like. But we kind of tie in sort of the things that my buddies and I would have done growing up and the hell we used to raise. And it's a great song for the live show. It's got the energy, and we like to open up the show with that song. It's just one that it's cool hearing it on the radio. You know, I feel like it stands out a little bit. It's a little different than most songs on the radio, but I think in a good way. It's got a little edge to it that I like.
The end of my interviews, I just have four rapid fire questions. So you just have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Okay.
Okay, first one, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Never done karaoke. Sorry, if I had to pick one, I would just say Springsteen by Eric Church. Love
That
that
is a
song.
very popular one, and that is a good karaoke song.
I'm scared to do karaoke.
Why?
I'm not scared to do karaoke. To me, karaoke is like, it's a great time with your friends. You're drinking, you're having fun, and you just go up there and you're not supposed to try, you know? And it's like, I'm
Yeah.
in this weird thing of like I like to sing, and like, I don't want to be up there like trying really hard and like singing, you know? I
Yeah.
want to kind of just like, that's why I'm in this weird spot. I don't know. I feel weird doing karaoke.
You have to like
So
do
that's
your
my
best to
dilemma.
sing off pitch.
Yes, I
Yeah.
just gotta like,
That is
yeah.
so fair. That's fair. Next one. What is your favorite thing to have for dinner?
Steak,
Not
love steak.
that's very fancy.
Very fancy. Don't get it, you know, a whole lot, but when I do, oh,
It's the
that's
best thing ever.
the best.
Got it. Who would play you in a movie?
Oh, that's a good question. Who would play me in a movie? Like, what actor?
Yeah.
I'm bad with actors' names,
Me too.
but I'm just gonna say Owen Wilson because we have the same name and he has blonde hair. So,
There we go. That's can you do the
Owen Wilson.
wow?
Wow.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
Wow.
And then last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at Owen Wriggling Music on Instagram and Facebook. OwenWriggling.com has all the links for everything. So.